Hello.
Hey, Attorney Jim, please.
Speaking.
Hey, Jim, how you doing? It's Dennis calling you back with Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah.
Hey there, just checking in. I know we emailed back and forth a little bit last week, but thought I'd just give you a call and touch base with you.
Okay.
So I know when we spoke last, you had an offer through, I believe it was BFS, Business Financial Services, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
That was actually a great offer. Was that something you took advantage of, or did that end up going through for you?
Well, it's something there's actually something else that I'm looking at that might be better than that.
Okay.
But why do you ask?
Oh, just curious, because I think if you took that offer, our offer can actually be put behind that one or any other offer you take out there. So unfortunately, I'm stuck with the offer that I have. It's, you know, not the prettiest offer, obviously, but it's a foot in the door, and it's something that...
I know, I don't need a foot in the door that's going to be a foot in my mouth. That is, your offer is just horrible. I mean, the money is just terrible. I mean, you are actually probably three points ahead of a mafioso type loan. I mean, I'm sorry to say this, but the funny thing about it is I've never had anyone call back so many times as your company. Your boss calls back and tells me what a great offer I got. He's done it three times.
I didn't know he'd ever called you back, but
he called me back and told me that, you know, you really should take advantage of this. You know, I'm sorry we couldn't work it out, but but why in the world would I want to take an offer that's nowhere near what I needed at a rate that is like 20% higher? I mean, I hate to say it, but you all need to turn the page and move on to somebody else, because at your rates, you don't have a target in the 434 area code. I'm sorry to say, at least not me.
Okay. Well, I'll definitely keep that in mind.
Sorry to say that, but there's no reason to call back unless you're going to have a serious offer, because I don't need to be back behind something or anything like that. It's not, you know.
No, I think what he was talking about was the offer through BFS. I believe it. He was through that. You know, if that was obviously a much better offer, but if you have something better than BFS, then
what's best for you. BFS wasn't bad, but yours was so far away from BFS. It's not funny.
No, it's a totally different offer. It's a second position loan. It's just like a second position mortgage. You know, they get up there. They're not.
Well, it's not even. Idea. I mean, you know, that's a nice way to say that you're overpriced. But you know, I'm sorry to say it, Dennis, but you know, there's no way you can put a pretty face on a muddy pig. That thing is stinky. I'm sorry.
No, I agree with you. I don't like it either. I was hoping for better offer.
Is there a guy like standing behind you with a whip that's saying, get him back on the phone, let's get this thing moved?
No, not at all. I gave you a call, just so I haven't talked to you.
Find other work.
No, that's not the case. I just wanted to kind of see what was going on.
I'll put it to you there. There is nothing going on with your deal. It is not going to happen, I'm sorry to say. And there's no point, in four more days to call me back and just touch base, because unless you got something to talk about, get a dog, okay? Because I got other things to do. I'm sorry. Okay?
No, it's not a problem.
Sorry, Dennis. Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.